I sincerely hope this holiday season will drain the poison that has infected our politics and set us against one another.
Ah, yes. Joe Biden with his Christmas message to America, especially the Republicans who will put you all back in chains. Because he's about unity, and it's the Christmas season. So he's giving the United States of America to the world. Hey, our border's open. We're going to end Title 42. Come and get it. Got to ring the bell on the front porch. Come and get it. Because his gift to the world is, well, everything you've spent your life working for. See the hospital. Story of a border hospital. Been stuck with at least $20 million in illegal alien medical bills. They're free. They're like doing heart surgery. Illegal aliens walk across. Oh, hey, I've got diabetes. Hey, I'm going to need dialysis. Hey, I need heart surgery. And the hospital's like, well, okay. And Joe Biden is Mr. Unity. He's Mr. Unity, except for all that stuff that he says all the time. But pay no attention to that. Well, very happy Friday to you and welcome. We are, as always, at 888-630-9625, 888-630-9625. And today, as you might imagine, is December 23rd. You know what that means, don't you? Tomorrow is Christmas Eve. It happens every year. And the day after, Christmas Day, the birth of Jesus Christ, the Democrats, well, we got that Ellie Mistel. We've got some sound bites of the year for you. And this Harvard lawyer, radical, left-wing, America-hating racist, Ellie Mistel, naturally on MSDNC all the time. That's if you're a frothy anti-American racist. MSDNC is the station for you. The good news is that there are only about, like, one college football stadium full of people watching that channel at any given time. That's not very many people in a nation of 330-some-odd million people. And in fact, with the open borders, maybe 350 million, because Joe Biden, he is waving across the border. He's waving in more people than went through Ellis Island in 60 years. Ellis Island, 60 years, 62 years, actually. 11 million to 12 million people came through Ellis Island. They came in legally, by the way. That was the legal way. Coming into the United States. Joe Biden, on the other hand, he's ringing the dinner bell and opening the border, and his Christmas gift to the world is America and everything in it.
Illegal immigration is illegal.
It is. That's technically true. And the big Democrat donor, Sam Bankman-Fried. You see, they smuggled him into the country in a private jet with no windows night before last. Did you see where they landed? At that airport in Westchester County, New York, where Biden was smuggling all the illegal aliens. And then when it was discovered by a secret camera, the news media buried the story because they're not a legitimate news media. Oh, Nancy Pelosi yesterday had her last press conference, talked about how the news media in America are the guardians of the galaxy. And unfortunately, they have no interest in guarding the galaxy, so they're not doing that. But we'll get to that, too. Sam Bankman-Fried, number two donor behind George Soros to the Democrat Party last election cycle, the midterm elections, and that's okay. And also, when billionaires, you know, like Facebook, Mark Zuckerberg, and when he gives $400 million to the Democrats, that's not money in politics, see? That's not billionaires tampering with our electoral system. That's just, you know, good, healthy political fundraising, and they don't even have to raise the funds. He just spends $400 million on his own. They're corrupt people. They're fundamentally corrupt people. But Sam Bankman-Fried smuggled back into the country, and he went to court, and then he was released because, you know, on $250 million bond. But didn't I just read a whole bunch of stories a week ago saying that his net worth was now down to $100,000? Because I thought that I had, and so I went to the, you know, the Google machine and the DuckDuckGo, and I looked at it, and sure enough, just about a week ago, stories all over the place that poor Sam Bankman-Fried was in jail in the Bahamas because the Democrats didn't want him testifying before Congress under oath, even remotely. So they the corrupt Biden administration and the corrupt Attorney General Merrick Garland put the kibosh on that congressional testimony by Sam Bankman-Fried. And he was thrown into a dangerous, filthy beep hole prison in the Bahamas. And fortunately, then they sent a jet for him, and he was smuggled into Westchester County Airport and in the under the cover of darkness. They do a lot of this planes under cover of darkness thing, don't they? Obama and Biden brought in those airplanes with pallets of shrink-wrapped euros, no less, not even American dollars, but billions of dollars in cash to the Iranians, to the Islamic Revolution in Iran and the Ayatollah. Obama and Biden did this. Billions and billions, untold billions, tens of billions of dollars, not just on the pallets, but they did bring in the pallets of cash, too, for the Iranian terrorists. It's the number one terrorist state sponsors of terror in the world. And their number one financier is Barack Obama, Barack Hussein Obama. Not that anybody's counting, but that's the thing. That's got nothing to do with it, I'm sure. It's more about the communism than the Islamism. Although he did say that the call to prayer is the most beautiful sound he'd ever heard. I've heard the call to prayer in many places around the world. It's actually nice. It's not the most beautiful sound in the world. I might like a Christmas song or something more than that. You know I can't stay, but it's cold outside. That's the song that Democrats object to every year because it's too hetero, which is their actual problem with it. Way too hetero. Wait a minute, it's a young man and a young woman, and there's a snowstorm, and it's Christmas time, and he's trying to convince her to stay? That's like the Rape of Nanking. This is amazing stuff. Yeah, but Sam Bankman Fried is back in town, back in the country, and he was immediately released on bail, $250 million, even though we were told in news report after news report just days ago that he now had a net worth of $100,000. Which is less than $250 million. And so you got to put up $25 million. And now he's living in his parents' big house, which was bought with his ill-gotten gains. And that's okay, because they're Democrats. And were it not for double standards, liberals would have no standards at all. They parade this every day. And have you seen this Sam Bankman-Fried, his ex-girlfriend? Why ex? Caroline Ellison, have you seen this? And FTX co-founder Gary Wang have both pleaded guilty to fraud. And the story is they're going to turn on Sam Bankman-Fried and try to get him thrown in prison for a long, long time. Not a very good ex-girlfriend, I think. But where did the $25 million cash bail come from? If the bail was $250 million, you got to put up 10%. Somebody had $25 million, but we were just told that he only had $100,000. So how does that happen? Somebody explain that to me. And maybe it's better this way. He may have a slip and a fall in the bathtub in his parents' big house, rather than, because there are no cameras there either, just like Jeffrey Epstein's jail cell. Amazing time. Yeah, and this ex-girlfriend, have you seen her? She's supposed to be, I read that she's a math wizard or something. She looks like a young girl that would screw up your order at Starbucks. Not that I actually go to Starbucks, but she looks like what I'd expect to find behind the counter. You know, a barista that gets it wrong. She looks like a, dipsy doodle. And, and your looks do matter a lot. So news of the charges came after the authorities handed Bankman-Fried over to FBI custody. I'm surprised they didn't kill him and burn his house down. Chris, it's not over yet. Because the FBI, what was it? I got another institution that has destroyed its... the news media and the FBI. The news media and the FBI, kind of in the same boat. Once respected and revered, even, institutions that now it's... not so good for either one of them. Yeah, but they're turning on Sam Bankman-Fried, and that means he's in trouble again. I'm surprised, a little surprised. All right, I'm a lot surprised that he survived his jail experience in the Bahamas, because we're going to need more detail on that, because he obviously was not in the general population. So we got that going. And speaking of Democrats and Christmas, and I hope we're all planning for Christmas. Tomorrow is Christmas Eve. That means that Sunday is Christmas Day, And it is, of course, about the birth of Jesus Christ and the birth of Christianity and Christendom, which has been probably the greatest thing to ever happen to humankind in the history of history. But liberals, they like the after-school Satan Club and drag queen Christmas story time for kindergarten kids, and they're not exactly on board with this whole Western civilization thing these days. They're the left. They dog is their co-pilot, and there's a secular apocalypse coming, and only they can save us from it, and it's your fault, because that's the left, godless, anti-American, anti-capitalist, you know. We got one today, the drag queen named Ms. Cracker. Ms. Cracker, M-I-Z, because it's important to raise children in an illiterate world where everything is misspelled. That's good. Ms. Cracker wants to kick down traditional values in New Christmas Play. New Christmas Play, which has probably got, you know, millions in support. Probably George Soros might be funding it. Anti-Semite that he is. I've decided I'm just going to call George Soros the anti-Semite from now on, I guess, because why not? I'm taking lessons from the lefty Democrats, don't you know? And here is this is a great one, Michael Piercy found, from the radical left-wing extremists at the Atlantic magazine. Who's there? I was talking about somebody that said, what's his name? The former Republican Politico guy who's at, we saw him at a restaurant the other night, you know, that guy. Yeah, David Frum. He's at the Atlantic now. He used to be a Republican, you know, Bush administration speechwriter. But the Atlantic has the headline, "The War on Christmas is Winning." The war on Christmas is winning? Yeah. The football game is winning. I mean, what is that? The war on Christmas? Wait, the war is winning? So in "The War on Christmas is Winning" is a completely illiterate headline. It doesn't mean anything. The holiday is becoming less religious occasion for millions of Americans. So did they mean to say the war on Christmas is working and that people are becoming less religious because they're godless leftist communists? And the graphic they have for this is, of course, an attack on Donald Trump. They got a graphic picture of Donald Trump and his face chopped up like that. And the really dim-witted, nearly illiterate David A. Graham and the headline writer is at the radical left-wing extremist. This is how the game is played now. Atlantic Magazine. "The war on Christmas is winning." What send that back to rewrite. What a maroon, honestly. "The holiday is becoming a less religious occasion for millions of Americans." And that's what they're celebrating here. David Graham, who actually has horns and a tail with a point on it, because he's an early beneficiary of the after-school Satan Club, perhaps, which the Democrat Party is promoting and pushing all over the country. And not just in Virginia, but in California and Kansas, and all the after-school Satan Clubs are everywhere because the Democrat Party hates Jesus and God, because the state is God, and the state will stomp on your head and tell you what to do. "Do they know Christmas? Do they know it's Christmas?" the musician Bob Geldof once asked. Nearly three decades on, the answer in the United States is that they know perfectly well. But what that means and how they express it is in flux. This is an anti-Christian, anti-God, anti-Jesus, anti-Christmas, anti-American, screed by David A. Graham, a godless communist, and the Atlantic Magazine, where, godlessness rules supreme. And this is what they write for Christmas, because could it be Satan? Honestly, you Democrats, you need psychological help in all kinds of ways. We're at 888-630-9625. We've got the Republicans voting for the omnibus bill, even though all kinds of terrible stuff is in it. Terrible, horrible stuff. The Republican Party is going the way of the FBI and the news media, too. And we've got that. And if you point out that one of the, garbage elements in this bill is paying millions of dollars to name the Michelle Obama Trail, then you're a racist. Ignore all the rest of the bad stuff that's in there. So we got that going in there. And, tech and corruption. But it's Christmas, so we'll, we'll be happy about it, too. We're at 888-630-9625.
I'm by winning. I win here and I win there. Now what?
There's only one Chris Plant. The Chris Plant Show.
There's a fun tweet out there by Bartleby. Bartleby, like Bartleby the Scrivener. With a picture of Juicy Smollett crying, naturally, his natural state. And a picture of Juicy Smollett walking in the middle of the night to go to the subway store. You know, when it's MAGA country, you know. And Bartleby wrote, it's minus 7 degrees in Chicago right now. The wind chill is minus 22. Or in other words, it's the perfect time to take a walk to go get some Subway. Because that was Juicy Smollett's story, remember that? He's a Democrat, by the way. Let's go to the telephones. Let's go to Aaron calling from Baltimore, Maryland. Aaron, you're on the Chris Plant Show.
Hey, Chris, how you doing?
Doing great. Thank you very much.
Sorry if you hear the background noise. I'm at work. First-time caller, long-time listener.
Welcome.
I just want to say that we need to remember Christmas about being Jesus being born. And the reason he came to earth was to die for us, save us from our sins, so that we can live eternally with him forever and ever. And we're losing that.
Well, that's what this Atlantic Magazine article is celebrating here, because they are mainstream Democrats, also known as radical leftist extremist, anti-God, anti-American, anti-Christian. And they've got this this article is unbelievable. Conservatives have warned for years of a war on Christmas. Former President Donald Trump adopted it as a major cause. Slight overstatement. Nearly 4 in 10 Americans said in a poll last December that politicians are waging a campaign to take religion out of the holiday. Well, liberals are. Democrats are. Liberals have scoffed at the idea that anyone is trying to downplay Christmas, he says in an article downplaying Christmas as a liberal. They're amazing, aren't they, Aaron?
They really are. And, Chris, I got one more thing to say.
Yes, sir.
I ordered the FBI Fascist and Bureau of Intimidation T-shirt.
Uh-huh.
And at the ChrisPlantStore.com. Everybody go get it.
And excellent.
And I didn't put in my koozie because I didn't know if I was going to get the free one or not. I didn't know if you had to put it in the shopping cart.
Free koozie.
Yeah, do you have to put that in the shopping cart and then order it?
I'm not sure. I don't know.
I did it last year. I got my my Disobey T-shirt last year for Christmas.
Excellent.
And I did get my koozie last year.
Well, I believe that you get a free koozie. If you don't, you let me know, and we'll straighten that out.
Well, I did, and I'll let you know.
All right. God bless you, Aaron. Thank you for calling in. Merry Christmas.
This is the Chris Plant Show.
You know, I grew up mostly Chicago, North Shore of Chicago, and texting this morning with one of my brothers, sharing the Juicy Smollett tweet, you know, that it's 20-something degrees below zero, perfect time to walk to the subway to get a sandwich in the middle of the night, right? And one of my brothers texted, because I sent the thing and it said it's like minus 7 degrees and minus 23 with the wind chill. He corrected me. Minus 10 degree temperature, it's negative 10 degrees, that's the air temperature. Minus 35 degrees below zero with the wind chill in Chicago right now. In fact, he said that the cold water faucet in his bathroom and his kitchen are frozen. The pipes are frozen. The water is frozen in the pipes. And that is why so many people, just another example of why so many people around the world are looking forward to more global warming. But the Democrats want more frozen pipes because they're wrong about everything, just everything altogether. Pretty amazing. Mm-mm-mm-mm. Man, oh, Manischewitz. Crazy. We got the Democrats. Well, I want to get to Joe Biden because because we just had a very nice call from Aaron in Baltimore, and who's buying, he bought his Fascist Bureau of Intimidation shirt from the Chris Plant store, hoping that his free koozie will be included, which, you know, it certainly should be. And he got his Disobey shirt last year. He's great. I'm going to see, and if I run into Aaron, I'm gonna have to buy Aaron a beer too, aren't I? Because I'd like to, it's kind of like I'd like to buy the world a beer and keep it company. So that's the Coca-Cola sign. I was going to say a Bud Light, but the wrong number of syllables. So I had to change it at the last moment on the fly there. But we got a lot of crazy for you today because it's a day of the week in the United States of America in 2022, and the Democrats are in charge of pretty much everything. Culturally, semantically, they control the dictionary, or dictionaries, plural. And Joe Biden, he's not very familiar with the dictionary. The people at the Atlantic magazine are not very familiar with dictionaries either, are they? I mean, this headline is illiterate. The war on Christmas is winning. That's like saying the war in Ukraine is winning, right? The war in Ukraine is winning. Yay. What does that mean? It doesn't mean anything. I think, again, I'll correct them because they're too stupid. David A. Graham, not a bright person. And the war on Christmas is working. And they explain that fewer people are going to church, although I think they say less people because they're illiterate. And fewer people are going to church, fewer people believe in God, they're Democrats, and they go to after-school Satan Club, and they sacrifice their children in the name of the weather. And they've got the secular apocalypse, they're terrorizing their little children, that the earth is on fire and we're all going to die soon. You know, we should get Katie Porter's daughter a T-shirt that says, for Christmas, don't you think? The earth is on fire and we're all going to die soon. That might be a funny shirt at the Chris Plant store.
Also, if she comes out of it, it proves her wrong.
Yeah, she was saying this when she's 9 years old. And, you know, Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez said we only have 9 years left before the planet is uninhabitable. Little did we know, she wasn't talking about the weather. She was talking about the left taking over, and then the planet will be uninhabitable within 9 years.
But no reason to save for a college.
But well, that's true. You can save a lot of money. I mean, if nobody's going to college, then, spend now. Just buy crack. Buy fentanyl. You know, have a party. The Democrat Party. Pretty crazy stuff. Yeah, and they're very excited here. Liberals have scoffed at the idea that anyone is trying to downplay Christmas, he says in an article where liberals are downplaying Christmas. They no sense of irony. Right? That's another one of my sayings. I say it because it's true. And they, how many times? They attack President Trump in the article 6 times. It is a psychosexual Freudian addiction they have to hating Donald Trump. And they hate so much and so many. How do they do it? I know. It must be the crack. Pretty amazing. For Trump, one of the key elements of the war on Christmas was a supposed unwillingness to say Merry Christmas, as the phrase has been replaced by more inclusive but less explicitly Christian phrases like, if I become president, we're going to be saying Merry Christmas to everyone. Say, how terrible. Isn't that awful? He promised in 2015, you can leave happy holidays at the corner. And after Trump's victory in 2016, about which they're still in a psychosexual panic, his former campaign manager, Corey Lewandowski, proclaimed, you can say again Merry Christmas because Donald Trump is now the president. Now, they're still upset about this. These people really need help. It shouldn't be called, what were we saying earlier? It shouldn't be called the Democratic Party. It should be called the Broken Person Party. It's the party for broken persons.
And neurodivergent.
And there are definitely, so many of them are neurodivergent. Neurodivergent is what the people at Stanford University recommend you use instead of saying, and it's their guide, I'm just saying. I'm just reading the guide from Stanford University. It says, stop saying retard as though everybody uses that and start using neurodivergent instead. So know that Joe Biden is neurodivergent. Maybe we should have a T-shirt with a picture of Joe Biden that says, you know, neurodivergent as well. From the Stanford University English to Liberal Translation Dictionary. This is... That's all right. Wait, I still haven't gotten to Joe Biden. Let's get to Joe Biden yesterday, who was bringing us all together. And this was his Christmas message. But listen carefully to what Joe Biden says. And this is the speechwriters. It's not like he was making this up. He can't speak on his own. He has to have, because every time he does, he proves that he's neurodivergent. And here's Joe Biden yesterday at the White House. He lives there, amazingly. And more votes than anybody in the history of the country. And that's perfectly normal, right? Because abnormal, because their goal, and they've been quite successful, was to make the abnormal appear normal while simultaneously making the normal appear abnormal. And that's how we ended up with Joe Biden living in the White House. But here he is yesterday. And listen to how he doesn't want to self-identify as a Christian. Listen to his phrasing. He doesn't want to say, this is what Christians think, not that I'm one of them. About Christmas.
We look to the sky, to a lone star, shining brighter than all the rest.
CO2.
Guiding us to the birth of a child. A child Christians believe to be the Son of God.
Is this from Charlie Brown?
Miraculously now, here among us on earth.
Said that Christians believe to be the... Wait, the Christians believe? That he had to qualify it, like he's in court. Well, it's still, you know, that Christians believe, not that I'm one of those. Because, just because a lot of people, I wouldn't want to, because I'm neurodivergent. He is neurodivergent, isn't he? There's more from Joe Biden, because yesterday he was speaking to the nation, and that's who Christians believe is the Son of God. That's you don't want to walk in on any limbs there. And it's we were talking about this morning. And someone in the room suggested, well, you know, maybe he doesn't want to offend Muslims. And I said, well, no, he doesn't want to offend liberals. That's actually who he's trying to avoid offending, is godless Satan Club liberals who sacrifice 40% of the black population on the altar of choice. It's choice, right?
Guiding us to the birth of a child, Christians believe to be the Son of God.
Not a legal qualifier there from the speechwriters and from Joe Biden at the White House. You can't just say, Son of God, the birth of the Son of God. You can't say that because that'd sound too Christian-y. And honestly, he's not worried about offending the Ayatollah because he caters to the Ayatollah at every turn. Anyway, but that was about avoiding offending liberals.
When you preface your statement with, if this is true, that to me gives you all the cover you need.
I would think so, you know, if true. For, you know, Joe Biden, as I understand it, has a functioning brain. And if true, but it's not.
Child, so, Christians believe to be the Son of God.
Yeah. How many grandchildren do you have? Womp, womp, womp. Let's go to number two. Because here's the guy who said that to an African-American audience that Mitt Romney, of all people, was going to put all... Now, this is keeping in mind, the Democrat Party is the party of the Confederate States of America, and Jefferson Davis was a Democrat president. He was president of the Confederacy. Abraham Lincoln, president of the United States of America. And Joe Biden.
Romney wants to let he said in the first 100 days, he's going to let the big banks once again write their own rules. Unchain Wall Street.
Unchain.
They're going to put you all back in chains.
Yeah. The party of Lincoln is going to put you all back in chains. That's Joe Biden. And yesterday, he's Mr. Unity.
Too often we see each other as enemies, not as neighbors.
We put y'all back in chains.
Republicans, not as fellow Americans. Yeah. We become too divided.
You think? Gee, I wonder how that happened. Hitler, fascist, Nazi. You know, this is the lexicon I'm reading from the Democrat Party's playbook. Pretty amazing stuff. But he's all about unity.
My hope this Christmas season is that we take a few moments of quiet reflection. Find that stillness in the heart of Christmas. It's at the heart of Christmas. And look, really look at each other. not as Democrats or Republicans, not as members of Team Red or Team Blue, but as who we really are, fellow Americans, fellow human beings worthy of being treated with dignity and respect.
Unless you're one of those Hitler people, in which case, you know, you probably don't want that. That's, you know, to say that this rings hollow would be generous understatement.
I sincerely hope this holiday season will drain the poison that has infected our politics and set us against one another.
Yeah.
I hope this Christmas season marks a fresh start for our nation, because there's so much that unites us as Americans, so much more that unites us than divides us.
Yeah, you are part of what divides us. And, you know, and that's you guys, your treatment of 4 years of President Trump. That was very uniting, don't you think? That brought us closer together. I certainly think so. And Trump supporters and, you know, everybody, and the threat to our democracy and your threat to our democracy. And
you're a lion dog faced pony soldier.
And you're a lion dog faced pony soldier, too, which is a neurodivergent line of. If I've ever heard one. Pretty amazing stuff, I've got to say. Also, I got a nice picture. Since we were talking to Aaron in Baltimore and getting his T-shirts at the Chris Plant store, got a nice one from Dallas. Got a picture sent from Dallas of Jack Perry wearing his Remember Normal T-shirt. There's Jack right there in the picture. And I suggest, you know, people should send tweet pictures in of wearing the T-shirts at, you know, various places at Christmas around the world. That kind of a fun idea, I think. Yeah, but there's Jack in Dallas wearing his Remember Normal T-shirt. He's a big smile. Looks like a healthy, normal American being normal. Shiny, happy people having fun. You know, normal people. Not like lefties who are not normal. And very, speaking of which, we got this story from the Marine Corps Times, with a photograph of a Marine Corps drill instructor with his sword on shoulder and at attention, and he's shouting because he's Marine Corps drill instructor. And the headline is, "Why the Marine Corps May Nix Gender Identifiers for Drill Instructors." You know, your DI, you know, it's sir, yes, sir. You know, I have to say, you know, they, yes, them, or something, because the Biden administration is in charge of the United States military and the Democrat Party is in the midst of a gender dysphoric panic, which is a little discouraging. Will it be the end of sir and ma'am? A new academic report on efforts to integrate Marine Corps boot camp recommends dropping gender-specific salutations for drill instructors, but service leaders are not convinced they want to take that step. Well, that'd be good. It is the Marine Corps. You should probably start with, I don't know, the Air Force or something. Work your way to the Marine Corps. The lengthy report commissioned by the Corps, the Marine Corps, from the University of Pittsburgh in 2020, completed in 2022. It took 2 years because, you know, it's a funding stream. So, points out that half of the military services have already done away with gendered identifiers for training staff. The Army, Navy, and Coast Guard effectively de-emphasize gender in an integrated environment, the report states. Instead of saying ma'am or sir, recruits in these services refer to their drill instructors using their ranks or roles, followed by their last names. Sure. Hey, Fancy Pants Piercy. That's, you know. Gendered identifiers prime recruits to think about or visually search for a drill instructor's gender first before their rank or role. They're literally trying to do away with gender in the Marine Corps. The mental problems have become very severe. We need, forget the 87,000 IRS agents. We need 80,000 guys in white coats with nets running around the country, gathering up these people. Now, the Marine Corps still have men. I was talking to a friend of mine who was moving to Belize, building a property in Belize. And he says, you know, in Belize, they don't really talk a lot about gender dysphoria and gender confusion. Men are men and women are women, and, you know, and everybody's good with that. In fact, they laugh at Americans. In Belize, they're laughing at America because, which, you know, you got to say the United States, don't say America at Stanford University. These people are unwell. We call them Democrats.
You're listening to The Chris Plant Show.
All right, let's go to the telephones. Let's go to Jason calling from Kensington, Maryland. Jason, you're on The Chris Plant Show.
G'day, Chris. First of all, Merry Christmas. I know I can still say that on this channel.
That's right.
So, Merry Christmas to you, and keep up the great work. And I was making my Christmas list this year, and the list was what Democrats like and what they hate, and it was a lot easier doing the list of what they like.
Yeah.
And because it was very few on the list. I mean, they hate everything. I mean, they hate America, they hate the military, they hate church, they hate personal success.
The police.
I think they probably hate themselves.
Well, I think, yeah, I was talking about this the other day, the self-loathing thing. It's why they hate humanity. It's why they have the voluntary human extinction movement going. And after, you know, that's an indicator that somebody's struggling on the inside, you know, that not only do you think you shouldn't live, but no one else should either. And that's a Democrat Party project. They hate the police. They hate law and order. They love murderers and criminals. You know, so that's something.
Yeah, I mean, I know they love control, and they like to have a group of people that are dependent. I think their very existence is on people that depend on them. I think once that dependence of people on them disappears, they would disappear.
Well, that's why they fight against God and Jesus being a part of Christmas or of public life, because it interferes, it competes with the control of the state, which is why the commies have always burned churches. And, you know, we had Democrats burn two churches in Montgomery County, Maryland, not long ago, burn two churches in North Carolina, firebombing them, you know, with Molotov cocktails. And they set St. John's Church on fire, the Church of the Presidents. That wasn't a news story, though. I don't know if you noticed that, Jason. The news media didn't think that was much of a story.
Nah, thanks, mate.
Not January 6th. Thank you, Jason. Merry Christmas to you. Merry, merry. Happy Western civilization. Happy Judeo-Christian work ethic. Honestly, Western civilization is the best. We should stop and appreciate that.
When you have sports mixed with your pop culture, along with humor and celebrity interviews, your earbuds are enjoying the Rich Eisen Show.
Kevin Millar, we're all paying rent in Ohtani's world, right?
And the Dodgers world. Game is healthy. Game is good. And, you know, I get asked a lot, is that good for baseball? Yeah, it's good for baseball. This is definitely the team to beat, because that should be your next question, Richie, is this World Series a bust for the Dodgers and Dave Roberts?
Hell yeah.
Search for the Rich Eisen Show on YouTube or wherever you listen.